I want to say this before I get into the lesson today. You really don't have nothing to do with the lesson, but I want to say this. To have charity does not mean you let everybody walk over you. And to have charity does not mean that you just overlook everybody else's problems and their wrongs. To have charity means you offer a lending hand to help. And, you know, sometimes that lending hand to help is not overlooking their wrong or their problem. It's lending that hand to help in that problem. In other words, letting them know where that problem is or what that wrong is, maybe, and then trying to help encourage them to in the way that they need to go and whatever the situation is. And we face many problems in life, and we have many wrongs in our life as we live in this life. And charity is something that the Lord has laid upon my heart to start teaching and doing a little preaching on during the broadcast time. And I felt like the Lord laid on my heart to try to start doing it through Sunday school. Lord willing, I will get back to the tabernacle. I at least want to go through the furnishings of the tabernacle. I don't know to what extent I'll go through after that, but I at least want to get through the furnishings because I've felt like the Lord has shown me some things and given me some spiritual truths there that were helpful to me. But Lord willing, we'll get back to that. And I won't be long this morning. We'll probably finish out about what we're supposed to finish out with, and then we'll fellowship until the ladies get done. The 1 Corinthians chapter number 13 this morning. And, of course, I've just entitled the chapter Christian Charity. And so that's what we deal with as a general subject. And then we've been taking verse by verse here. Of course, I haven't got into what I call the attributes. Jonathan Edwards called them the fruits. Either way, it's the same thing. It's the result of charity and what it takes to make up charity. And we'll deal with those as the Lord leads as we come through them. But I'll be in verse number 3 today for the main thought that we'll deal with today, all right? And I know it's been 3 or 4 weeks now since we taught. The last lesson that I taught was right before Dad passed away. It was back on the 23rd of August. And I'd been up all night, Saturday night, and didn't have much spunk in me. And I remember very plainly that it was probably a real boring lesson for you. But we dealt with that gift of prophecy out of verse number 2 and how that gift of prophecy and the gift of understanding all mysteries, the gift of all knowledge, and the gift of all faith. And I kind of tried to give you a little bit of the outline that I felt like the Lord gave me as I was studying through that on that gift of all faith. And it's faith for salvation, faith for living, and faith for walking. And I gave you some scriptures dealing with that and when we concluded with a little statement there. But this morning, with the Lord's help, we'll try to deal in verse number 3. I'll just read verse number 3. As you can tell, my voice is becoming limited. And we'll just read verse number 3, and I believe you'll be familiar enough with the text anyway. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. If I may, before we pray, back up to verse number 1, he said, if we speak with tongues of angels and have not charity, and I'm simplifying this, he said, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And then he said in verse number 2, though he might have all these things that we done discussed, he said, if I have not charity, I am nothing. And this is something that the Lord brought out really real in my heart and my mind, is it doesn't matter all the good works that we have, if we have not charity, they avail nothing. And that's what he said in verse number 3, though I give my body even to be burned, he said, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. I don't believe the Lord wants us to go through this life without a profitable life. Now, that profitable life does not necessarily mean we'll have riches wealth and good health. But I do believe it means that we'll have prosperity in a spiritual sense. And the Bible said in Joshua 1:8 that if we would meditate in this book day and night and do what it says do, and I'm paraphrasing, this is the paraphrased version of the feast told me yesterday, amen. But if you'll do everything that's written in this book, then thou shalt have good success and you'll make your ways prosperous, it says. And so I believe that we can have good spiritual success. And I believe that it comes from having charity. Titus, the kids are memorizing Titus chapter number 2. And I'm going to pray in just a second. I'm running a rabbit, so bear with me. But in Titus chapter number 2, the kids, like I said, are learning that in school. And the Bible said there, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The grave men. The aged men. And I don't consider myself to be an aged man. I don't know scripturally if there's a way to determine possibly how old that aged man would be. I would say it deals with that man and how he accepts the Word of God and becomes wise in the Scriptures. But the fact is, we ought to have charity. And the older we get, the more charitable we ought to be. And we ought to have working in our life. And I'll get to that and what charity is again here in just a minute. But charity is a great virtue. And the more I'm studying and the more I'm learning about it and even reading back over my notes and adding some to today, I see more and more how charity is important. And if the Lord will help us today, I know as far as my notes, it's just basically reading notes. It's not really an outline. But it's things that the Lord showed me and give me, and I trust it'll help you. Father, we do ask you, Lord, for your help and your mercy today. We thank you for the goodness you showed to us on the marathon. We thank you for the privilege we have to be in the house of God. Lord, we know there's many here today going through troubles and trials that we know nothing of. We know, Lord, that they're battling things, Lord, that are hard to them and, Lord, hard to understand. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that you are able to strengthen them and help them through their troubles and their trials. And I pray, dear God, that you'll help us. Others, Lord, that are here that maybe are not going through those trouble and trials that they're going through, Lord, to have the charity that we ought to have, to be able to help give them the example, Lord, and be a help in the time of need as well. And, Lord, we'll thank you and we'll praise you for all that you do for us today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And charity truly is a work that God does in our heart that we can show forth to others and be able to be a blessing to them in their time of discouragements and in their time of need. And we talked about, again, as I already said here in the first two verses, what we are doing, if we're doing anything, and it doesn't matter how much or how little we're doing, but if we're doing anything, it needs to have charity. And if it does not have charity, then as we talked about in verses 1, 2, and as we're going to talk about today in verse number 3, we find that we are empty. That's what that means when it says you'll become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. It means you just become empty, loud noise. It's vain. It don't accomplish anything. And then in the second verse, he said, I am nothing. No one. Not a thing. There's in other words, you're just not even there, basically. It wouldn't do you any good to be there because you are nothing. And then in verse number 3, as we're going to deal with today, he said, it profiteth me nothing. Unprofitable. Let's take a look at this verse number 3 and see what Paul is doing and saying this time to us in verse number 3. He said, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Now, in the worldly sense of the definition for charity, we know that is a prime example of being charitable, is giving everything that we have and giving of everything that we've got to help someone else. And, of course, just coming through this marathon, you know, that was charitable giving. A lot of folks, as we call it, give charitably. They give to an organization that is trying to get the gospel out. And they give of their money, and they give of their time, and they prayed, and they tried to help. And most folks call that charitable giving. And it is. That's not a discluded definition of the word charity. But I'm giving you the biblical definition of the word charity today. And this charity, as Paul is writing here, he says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, if I give everything I've got, if I sold everything I have to feed the poor, and I have not charity, then I am nothing. It profiteth me nothing. So that tells us that giving of our money, our time, things that we have to help those that are poor and needy does not mean we are charitable. He said, though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. So even giving of ourselves, even to the point of death, is not charity. So what is charity, preacher? Well, let me give you Webster's dictionary meaning of charity. 1828 Webster's. In a general sense, it means love, benevolence, goodwill. That disposition of the heart which inclines men to think favorably of their fellow man and to do them good. And that's what we're commonly associated with. But in a theological sense, it includes supreme love to God and universal goodwill to men. That's what Noel Webster said in the Noel Webster's 1828 dictionary. And I've already made some mention of this, and we'll re-mention it, and then we'll go on. I promise I won't be about another 5-10 minutes. We see what charity is not in verse number 3. Most commonly, charity is giving what you have and giving it away. But that's not charity. Paul said, though I give all my goods to bestow, to help the poor, he said, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. So charity is not that necessary giving. Charity is the attitude that you give it with. Charity is why you give it. If you, you know, Brother Steve's talking about the model prayer and talked about, you know, I don't think he really dealt with the almsgiving that much, but he's talking about praying as a heathen do with vain repetition and all that. But in the prior verses of that, it talks about giving your alms and giving as those Pharisees do and wanting to be seen of men, that you might have the applause of men. And charity is not just necessarily the giving. It's the way you give it. It's why you give it. And if you're giving it for the right reason. Charity is not feeding the poor in itself. Charity is not allowing your body to be burned, or if you looked up that word burned in the Strong's, it means consumed for something you believe in. Paul said, though I give my body to be burned. In other words, if I die for what I believe in, it's not charity. That is not the definition of charity. And I believe a good illustration of that is Daniel in the lion's den and the 3 Hebrew children in the burning fiery furnace. They were willing to give their life for what they believed in. But just because they were willing to give their life did not mean that they had charity. It's why they was willing to give their life. They loved God. The 3 Hebrew children, when they was approached by the king there to bow and worship the false God, in other words, and him, they said, we're not going to bow, king. And it doesn't matter if the Lord deliver us or not. He will deliver us out of your hands. In other words, it doesn't matter if God lets us be consumed in the flames of the fire, or it doesn't matter if the Lord delivers us from the flames of the fire. We will be delivered out of your hand. And in doing so, they proved their love to God. And that is charity. Now, as we see what charity is, charity, as we will see in these next 8 verses, which we're not going to deal with today, but we'll deal with them on an individual basis, as time permits. But in these next 8 verses, they'll be defined in a detailed manner. And I'm learning more and more about how to display charity. On the basis of these first three verses, I believe as a summary, Paul is letting us know that charity is not in our abilities. We see here, Paul, it doesn't matter what kind of language you can speak, how many languages you can speak. It doesn't matter who you're qualified to speak with. It doesn't matter what kind of gifts you have. Like in verse number 2, the gift of prophecy, understanding all mysteries, having all knowledge, and all faith, that you can even remove mountains. It doesn't matter if you give everything you got away and if you bestow your body to be burned. That doesn't matter if you don't have charity. And he shows us here that it doesn't matter what our abilities are, what our accreditations are, nor our actions of sacrifice. But in the way that we use our abilities that God has allowed us to have to minister or help others to look to Christ for what they need in their heart and life. I mean, did you ever think that maybe taking someone a sack of groceries or going and doing something for someone that you know needs to be done, you can go over there and you can do it and you can just run away and you can, you know, you might even do it secretly and they don't even know who did that. And here could be, I didn't say in all cases, but here could be the thought of that individual. Well, they come over and done that because they felt like they had to, and they wouldn't even talk with me after they done it. They just ran away. We lead a busy lifestyle, and it might have to be that way sometimes. But I wonder how that person felt when we helped them do something and then we just took off. Did we really care about them? Or did we just do what we felt like our responsibility was or duty to do and then took off? Now, we might have done it in our own heart for the right reason. We might have done it because we cared for that individual, but we did not show them charity because they did not realize it was because we loved them and loved God. They just thought we did it because we had to. If you take something down there and you just leave it on their doorstep, they might praise the Lord and thank God for answering the need that they had, that they've been praying for. But yet, they don't know that you loved them. Because you didn't let them know you brought it. I'm not talking about getting your pat on your back. I'm talking about showing charity to the brethren or to others. Brother Hall and myself, we have not got away from this gentleman that came in and brought that money, I believe $30. And his name was Marty. That's all he let us know. And the more I've thought about that, and you just have to know me to know what I'm saying, but the more I've thought about that and thought about him and looked at him, and I seen that car, and that's just the way I kind of used to relate myself with people where I used to work, and the more I think he's been in here before. And whether he has or whether he hasn't, I don't know for sure. But Brother Hall and myself, we've talked about that man's humility, and we talked about the way that man behaved himself and how he came in here. And I mean, it's brought a longing in my heart to pray for that man, that God will help that man. I don't know what that man needs. I don't know if he's saved or not saved. But he told Brother Hall, he said, I listen to you on the supper time every day. I'm just telling you, we need a heart that is charitable. And it's not necessarily what we give or what we do. It's why we give it, why we do it. Amen. And so it's not necessarily in our abilities, in our actions, our accreditations that we have. But it's what we're doing to help others in looking to Christ for their need. I mean, what we say we're doing because we love somebody, is it letting them see Christ? Is it showing them that the love of God that's been shed abroad in our heart, that we are trying to demonstrate that love back to them? We don't know how to love anybody save the love of God being placed in our heart. God is love. And we don't know what love is unless we've been saved and experienced that love of God. And how can we say that we are charitable or say that we're going to extend charity to someone if we don't do it with the love of God?
Amen.
We, you know, I don't know how to really get out all of what I want to say. I mean, notes are done, but there's just a burden on my heart, like we was talking about for that man and some other individuals that God has brought across my path that I began to think about even as Marty had came in. And God began to remind me of a couple other individuals that needs help from the Lord. Folks, I'm afraid, and I dealt with a thought on this, and I'm not going to deal with it in detail, but I dealt with a thought on this in my broadcast that I'm doing with on charity because I'm already down in the attributes of it. But I began to deal with the thought of how in the parable of the Good Samaritan, I'll give you this much of it and I'll sit down and be quiet. But I began to think about, you know, that priest that came and saw that man laying, and we assume he's laying in a ditch, but it's the side of the road, whatever. And when he saw him, he just went to the other side and left. And I know, I know what the scriptural interpretation is. And of course, nobody can help a sinner out of his sin except the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? I know that. But this priest looked at him and saw him and then just went on his way. The Levite came by and came, the Bible says specifically, and came and looked on him. In other words, he stopped maybe and thought a little while on that man. And then said, I'm not going to help him. Or, in literal interpretation, I believe, I can't help him. And then he takes off, goes to the other side of the street, and goes on. And then that parable of the Good Samaritan, what we call the Good Samaritan. And then that Good Samaritan comes, and he not only came and saw him, but the Bible said he had compassion on him. And not only did he have compassion on him, but he came to where he was. Not only did he come to where he was, but he bound up his wounds, pouring in the oil and wine type of medication to help heal those wounds. Amen. And then he not only poured in the oil and wine and bound up those wounds, but then the Bible said that he set him on his own beast. That man was willing to walk and let this man ride. Amen. And there's many more, and I won't get into them this morning. That's a whole other lesson in itself. But I'm asking this morning, why are we doing what we're doing? And then, are we doing anything? I mean, there are sinners dying and going to hell that we come in contact with every day. And I'm not talking about 1, 2, 3, repeat after me, Joe. But I'm talking about giving them the gospel. I'm talking about inviting them to the house of God. And I'm talking about having a burden for them. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. You can come up to me and you can say, Joel, let's go so-and-so place with that kind of attitude. And then just kind of turn and walk away. And I'm going to say, well, you know, they really didn't want me to go with them. But what about when you come up and say, Joel, let's do this. I said, well, I'll come on. Let's go. Just that much difference already. And I wonder if we really got a word for sinners. Do we just, when God brings them across our path, and we do say something to them, do we just say, hey, sir, hey, ma'am, I'd like to invite you to the house of God. Island Ford Baptist Church down on 1415 Island Ford Road. We'd be glad to have you. Well, that sounds good, but do you really think they wanted you to, or do you really think that they was thinking that you wanted them to come? We're going to have to show them that we love them and that our love comes from God and that we want them to get what we got, if we're going to do something for sinners.